Okay, today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Ayin Beis, and we are on Ayin Aleph, Amud Beis, by the two dots. But first, let's talk a little bit more about the last point we made yesterday very quickly, but just to expand a little bit, and then we will start the new topic. That is, the Gemara ended up saying yesterday that trying to figure out the author of the Mishnah, the author of the Brisa, the Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim relating to the Chiv of Dal Vehei in a case where somebody shechs a Shor HaNiskal, somebody shechs a animal L'Shem Avodah Zarah, somebody shechs on Shabbos. We had a Machlokes in the Brisa on yesterday's daf related to that, and we had all different discussions. What exactly is the case, right? The Brisa said on Ayin Aleph, Amen Aleph, Ganav v'tavach b'shabes, ganav v'tavach l'avodazara, ganav shorhaniska l'utvacho, machlokas Rabbi Meir the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir says chayiv in that case, and the Chachamim say pater. So we discuss back now on Ayin Aleph of a base, according to Rabbi Meir, why is one chayiv? Right? Isn't it right when you shech the shem of avodazara, it's not yours anymore, it becomes asur bana? So Rabbi says no, it's talking about a case where he says he's only going to serve the avodazara b'gmar zvicha. What about Shor HaNiskal? Right, when you shech the Shor HaNiskal, so that it is Asur Bahana, and therefore it does not belong to the Baalim. And there you can't say, oh, it's only La'achar Shechita. No, right away, the Shor HaNiskal is Asur Bahana, which gets into a machlokas, which we're not going to get into now, whether a Shor HaNiskal is Ne'esar Mechayim or only La'achar Misa in terms of Hana. A machlokas, but not for now. But says Rava, what's the case? The case is where there was an ox in a shomer's house, and it became a Shor HaNiskal in the shomer's house, and it was who out of the shomer's house became a Shor HaNiskal, and Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Shimon and holds like Rabbi Yaakov. That's what the Gemara said. Holds like Rabbi Shimon that says Dover Hagorim Lamamun Kavavo Dami, and like Rabbi Yaakov that the shomer would be able to give back this animal. So he can give back the animal, so for him it's worth something. And that's why, if it wouldn't be there, he would have to pay from his own pocket. That's why it's called a davar hagorim lamamon. It's something that represents money. Without this, he would have to substitute other money. And that's why Rabbi Meir must hold like Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yaakov. All the Rishonim ask, and this opens up, as we said, the window into a crucial topic. Why does the Gemara have to say that Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yaakov and like Rabbi Shimon, say he holds like Rabbi Yaakov and like himself? What do you mean himself? Rabbi Meir elsewhere we know holds of the principle of Garmi. Rabbi Meir da'in dina de Garmi. So isn't this a kind of a case of Garmi? If somebody would steal or somehow affect the ox that the shomer would now not be able to give back, so what do you need davar garmi l'mamon for? Isn't that also, we would say, that he holds of Garmi? That's Tosfos Kashi here in Visavar, Tema, Dolamali Lamemar, Desavar Karebi Shimon. Why do we have to say that step? Dilema Derbi Meir Lataimei, Dido and Dina Dagarmi, De Kol Shekane, De Mechaya Vidava Hagorim Lamamon. If Rabbi Meir holds of Garmi, then surely Tosfos's intent in the Havamina, Tosfos's view in the Havamina, that if you hold Garmi is Chayev, surely Davar Hagar Lamamon would be Chayev. Why would you say that? Why would you say Davar Hagar Lamamon is a Kalva Chomer, more obvious to be Mechayev? So remember, each one of those cases have something that is more of a Chisaron and a more of a Yitaron. We said the three topics that have to be analyzed together are always Davar Hagar Lamamon, Garmi, and Hezek Sheino Nikar. Those three. So here, the Rishonim deal with specifically Davar Hagar Lamamon and Garmi. And if you would compare them, which direction would it go in? Which is more obviously Chayiv or not? Tosfos here, Havamina Maskana. He switches direction. In the Havamina, it's more obvious to say Davar Hagar Lamamon could be Chayiv. Why? What is that? So let's think, what's the classic case of Garmi? The case where I burn somebody's shtar that says somebody owes him money. So what's the chisaron of that? I damaged something that was not ikara mamon. It wasn't inherently valuable. It was just symbolic. It was a raya. Mashiach came here by davar hagar lamamon. It's an ox. An ox is ikara mamon. So on the one hand, that's more of a reason l'chayiv. But that's Tosfos's kasha. Daha amar lagos l'kama, emar davar Rabbi Shimon dekamamon dami davar sheikara mamon. Davar she'en ikara mamon, kagon, serv shtarosav shel chaveru mishabes lei. Im kain, says Tosfos, Rabbi Meir, demechayiv b'serv shtarosav. Rabbi Meir says you're chayiv even by a case of shtar, which is davar she'en ikara mamon. Demandadon dina degarmi magvi beidishvara ba'al yakol shekain. Demechayiv a davar gram l'mamon. That's Tosfos' question. Tosfos has three different answers. So it's interesting. The second and third answer do not reject this claim. So the second and third answer seem to say, yes, Dover HaGar LaMamon is more a reason L'chayev than Garmi. Your Chay, I mean, it's a Kol Shekein, because it is Ikaro Mamon. Right? And that's why Tosfos has two other answers, including the one that says, oh, Garmi is only Durabanan. But the first answer of Tosfos flips it. First answer does says no, maybe just the opposite. Maybe Garmi is more of a reason l'chayiv. And even though Rabbi Meir holds Garmi is chayiv, maybe he would not agree to Davar Gar L'mamon. And that's why the Gemara has to say here that he holds like Rabbi Shimon. V'yishlomer says Tosfos d'ikal namin l'svar l'meimer ifcha d'yakal l'mukhuyiv r'chayiv Rabbi Meir ala b'dinet Garmi. Rabbi Meir holds of Garmi b'kom b'sar shterosav shachaber v'chosei yotzeba. Why? Why would Garmi be better? Right, it's not Ikar Mamon. Why? Sherau'i hashtar l'chol ha'olam limkar v'ligvos bo. Because at least this shtar, even though it's not Ikar Mamon, it has certain value objectively to anybody. V'chein mesachik fano agabi tvozer shachavero. Haru'uya hatfu'a l'chol ha'olam. Or another case of Garmi, where I take my vines and I spread it out onto somebody else's tfu'a. Kilai hakerem. So I'm being mazik. So in that case, that tfua has objective value to everybody in the world. Avodavar hagorim lamamon. But in our case, this ox is a sharhaniskal. To anyone else in the world, it's asur b'hana. To this shomer, it has some value because he had responsibility for it. Kemo sharhaniskal, v'kachim shechayv achriyusan, eino roi elalazeh. Shifter bo'atzbo, this carbon. Lo yechayv every mayor, maybe their mayor would not say chayv. That's what you have to say. Is Kamash like Reb Shimon's? A fascinating two days in Tosfos, whether you can compare the two. But the question is, which direction do you go in? Which one is more chamor? If you look in the Shida Bukubetzes, just by way of another example here, the Shida Bukubetzes asks the Kasha that Tosfos asks, Tema, Lemar Bimeir Lo Taimei Don Dinez Agarmid, and his answer is, V'yeshlomar She'ein Ho'inyonim Shavin. More fundamentally, not that. What is Tosfos? Tosfos in the Havamin and the Maskana compares them, and it's just a question of direction. The Shita Mekubetzes here says, don't compare them. Right? You might have said, either of Tosfos' svaris is enough to reject the comparison, not just to reject the direction of the comparison. But the Shita Mekubetzes here says, Einin Yonim Shavim. There's a difference. Rabbi Shimon mechayev v'davar hagarm l'mamon yoser misarif shorosav shel chavero de'ein gufa mamon avol Rabbi Meir havamina diafal b'yisarif shorosav chayev hayim shudavazik v'yadayim avol b'garm l'mamon lo avi mechayev l'hachi kamar v'savol ok Rabbi Shimon. The Shilu Betza says, again, using Tosfos as far as, but saying because of those distinction, so don't compare them, says the Shilu Betza. Or one other, and again, we'll get back to this in the ninth parak when we talk more about the sugyas, daf sadi ches. That's where this comes up also. But the Rashba. The Rashba has an important tshuva in Chelek Gimel Siman Kufav. He asks about this case. B'chol ha'talmud ra'inu, shadin garmi v'din garm l'mamon dinan chalukin. Zeh pirush ha'lechiyev v'zeh pirush ha'leftor. You look throughout Shas, it seems like many hold of garmi chayev, many hold of dar garm l'mamon patur. Only Rabbi Shimon holds chayev. So how do you say the two are related to each other? Tshuva, the Rashba says, Ein bein gorim l'mamon bein dina d'garmi, shneihem l'chiyuv. I'm not saying both are chayiv. Remember, this is a Talmud of the Ramban, who is very strongly supportive of garmi. Don dina d'garmi, the Ramban has the whole kutras, where he explains why it's all d'oraisa, and the Ksos backs him up, even though the Shach argued on him, as we've discussed. D'tfei ika l'chiyuv ein gorim l'mamon bein dina d'garmi. He says, they're both a chayiv, and there's more of a reason to be b'chayiv by Garm l'mamon. So even though you find throughout Shas, Garmi is chayiv, and Garm l'mamon seems to be no teliftar, but he says, like Tosfos is hava mina, I think Garm l'mamon is more of a reason l'chayiv. Kidem mashma b'perek meruba. And he says, just like his mashma from our Gemara, it's the first Gemara he quotes. First Gemara he quotes is our Gemara, from all of Shas, this Gemara. Mita Amrin and Hassam, Rabbi Meir Savar Lak Rabbi Shimon. And if you would just say Garmi, that wouldn't be enough in our case. Maybe you would say it's not Mamon Gamor. You would say Potter. Avalaman de Islay, Dabra Garla Mamon, but Garla Mamon is an easier answer, a reason to be chayiv. Havi Mamon Gomor, Efshar Lashalin, Dalavei. And then he says, Miu Ivra, yes, there is an Amora out there. Rabba holds that Garmi is Potter. Sergio Carrero Potter, Leslie Diaz Garmi. Velo Dabra Garla Mamon, he doesn't have either. Hilkov, Bei Garla Mamon, he did the Garmi Hakol Liftar. Umanda Machaya Bazet, Machaya Bazet. Umanda Potter Bazet, Potter Bazet. He puts that together. Whoever says chayiv on both. Whoever says potter on both. V'chiyuki rabdimi deraba b'tanoi v'darogal mamon. Who are the davi matzalukmi b'tanoi v'didi degarmi? So he compares the two, and the tshuva continues, which I'm not going to continue now, but again, there's more here. There's more important formulations here that he has. And it's v'zeh nearly ikker. Okay, let's continue now with that background. Garmi davagarn lamamon. Now we get into today's topic. Says the Gemara two dots. Gona mishal aviv v'tavachu machar v'chulu. So what was the case in the Mishnah? A man steals an ox from his father, and then he shechs it or sells it, and then his father dies. So in that case, the Mishnah says that you are going to be chayiv dalav v'hei. In the opposite case we mentioned in a couple of daf from now, if he steals and then his father dies and then he shechs, then he's going to be potter from dalav v'hei. Right? And what do we say? The Gemara is going to talk about why, but what did we say earlier? Because at that point, when you shecht, that he already yarshin the chelik of this animal. So it's kind of, he's shechting an animal that's partially his, and that's why there's not going to be a chiyav dalav v'hei. But we're going to get more into that, right now. Says the Gemara, Boi mine Rava me Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman a question which relates to our Mishnah. Ganav shor shel shnei shutfin. If somebody steals an ox of two partners, v'tfacho, and then he shechts it, v'hoda la'echad mehen, mahu. And then before Edom come, he admits to one of them. To one of them he says, yes, I stole your animal and I shechted it. So he's modip eknas patur to one of the shutfin. But the question is that modip eknas, what do you do with the other half? What do you do with the other half? And Edom come and say that he stole and shechted on the other half. Mahu. Chamisha bakar am rachman avlo chamisha chatzoi bakar. Well, this is only going to be a half of dalav v'hei, because he admitted to one of the partners. So therefore, you would say, Pater, there's only dalav v'hei, there's no half dalav v'hei. So therefore, in this case, Moda Duat Shutef would not create a chiv of dalav v'hei, because you're Pater on half, you're Pater on lakol. Odil mano, chamisha bakar am rachman, afilu chamisha chatzoi bakar. Or it could even be half of chatzoi bakar. So what exactly is the case? We'll see. Let's first read the Gemara, and then we'll see what exactly is the case that he admitted to half, and what happened to the other half? The partner wasn't there. What exactly occurred? So we'll see. Let's just continue first. So Amalei says the Gemara, Chamisha Bakar, Rachman Avalo Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar. We'll see there are two versions of the Gemara. First version is Chamisha, five, but not five Chatzoi Bakar. Therefore, in this case, you'd be Potter. Eisvei, is that really true? Gana Mishal Aviv. V'tavachu Machar, our case. Where he steals from his father, and then he tovechu bochar v'yachar kach beis aviv, and then his father dies. B'shalit tashlumi dalav v'hei, he pays 4 and 5. But wait a minute! At this point, at the time that he's paying 4 and 5, his father has died, and therefore, let's say there are 5 kids, so he's 1/5 of this animal is his. So he's not going to pay that, the kras, to himself. V'ha'acha kiva demeis aviv kemosha kadam v'hoda le'echad me'avdami. Since his father died, it's as if he was voted. It's like comparable to the case of admitting to one of the shutfin, because there's a part of the knas that he's not going to pay. Whether it's because he was voted, whether it's because he yarshined it, he's not going to pay. Victoria, and yet the Mishnah says, Mishalim tashlume arba v'chamisha. So doesn't that show that he pays 4 and 5, even if it's only partial 4 and 5? It is somewhat of an unusual parallel here. The Marcheshes in a tshuva, Chelik Bey Simulam and Aleph, wonders about this dimyon. Eza dimyon yesh bein zeh lazeh. By mode b'knas, he's niftar from paying the knas. By the Geneva case, he is chayiv to pay the knas, but he just yarshes it. But there's a big difference. Lomaisa, he's not going to physically pay, but you can be mechalik very fundamentally. So he discusses that's a difficult comparison. He suggests kishem shekishemais aviv v'hu yarash chelak me'aganeva imkain kvar chazar chelak me'akeren labaylam. You have to view it somehow that once he yarshins, it's as if there's no chiyuv regarding that percentage and that's how you can compare it to the Moed Beknas. That percentage basically gets swallowed up, and it's as if it's not there. Okay. Either way, so says the Gemara, don't you see from our Mishnah that even if it's Chatzai Dalav Ahe, you're going to pay? Because here, the portion that he yashes from his father is not going to be paid. So Amalei, no, says Rav Nachman to Rava, Hachavai Askina Kugot Sha'amad Aviv Bedin. The case is that he had Amidas Hadin before the father died. And therefore, it already belonged to the father in full, and that is why you pay in that case. Says the Gemara, Avalo Amad Bedin, my, Eina Mishal, Nashlo Medal Vehei. What, so if there wasn't Amad Sadin, then in a Chinami we would say, he would be Pater. Why? Because it's only Chatzai, Ihachi, so then why do we have a new case brought up in the next Mishnah? Adatani Seifa, Gana Mishal Aviv Vames, Viachar, Kachtava Chumachar, Eina Mishal, Nashlo Medal Vehei. Why do you have to come up with a case where he stole, then his father died, before he shechted, Niflog Bididei? Why aren't we Mechalik within this same case? As the Gemara asks very often, don't bring up another case where you can talk about the same case and just change a factor within the case. Bamedvar Mamurim, why did the Mishnah say this? Bamedvar Mamurim, when does he pay Kisha Amad Bedin? Avalo Amad Bedin, Eina Mishnah Tashlo Medal Vehei. But if he didn't have an Amad Sadin, he would not pay Dal Vehei. Question. Answer the Gemara, you're right. Amalei, Hachinami. Right, don't be medactic so much on that. I did not say Resha. Since you have that case, we wanted to give the parallel case. Nosif Seifanami, Gana Mishal Aviv, Vemes Aviv, Yacharkach Tavach Umachar. So this is all version number one of the Gemara. We're going to have version two, but first we're going to make a comment about version one. Getting back to what actually is the case. What's the case that you're moda to one shuta? So Rashi says, V'hodelechem mehem, second to last Rashi, on the Amud, V'hodelechem mehem al chelko, u'moda b'knas pater. Rashi just says, there are two shutfin. You go to one shutif, it says, I'm moda, I stole this from you, and I shechted it, I'm sorry, I'm moda b'knas. What did he say about the other one? He didn't say a word. Was he questioned about the other one? So if you look here in the Tosfos Rid here expands on the case, says the Tosfos Rid, Kashali Tuva, what exactly is the case? V'kiva, dehoda le'echem mehem, ki ganav ashar shelahem, once he admits to one, heich yachol lichpar ol l'sheni. So, how is he kofer to the second one? What, I stole your animal that belonged to you and your friend, and then he says, the other one I didn't, but he was ready moda. Right, kiva, it's similar to kiva shehigid, Shuvah to Chazar Magen. Once he's Moda, he's Moda. V'yim to Omar, and if you want to say, he says the Tosfos Rid. Kigon shetavo bifnei bezdin acher v'kafarlo. And if you want to say the cases where, well, maybe he went in front of bezdin one, and he admitted, and then he went in front of bezdin two and denied. But mikol makom, that still shouldn't make a difference, says the Tosfos Rid. Kivan shahoda lachaveir bifnei bezdin rishon, toelo oso hahoda lepotro, afogadash lekafri lekafrei. Even though he denies it afterwards. Lamanda amar, mode bekras, viachaka poetin potter. If he's mode, he's mode. Who cares what happens in another bezdin? She'ilu haya hashor shel echad, v'hodu lo b'fnei bezdin, v'yacharka kafir lo b'fnei bezdin acher, mi lo mahani hoda kamaisa, l'man da'amar mode b'kaz v'yacharka bo'edin patur. What, he admitted in one bezdin, that should exempt him from the knas period. V'achanami, teheni lehodaz chaveiro, t'kiva shehoda lechaveiro she'ganva, shuvin yachol lichbar lazeh. So what's the case? But the yisod, the Tosfos Rid is, switching the bezdin shouldn't make a difference. And that's why he comes up with the following yokimta. V'nirali lefarish kach, kigon shala shnei shutfin, she'elo shnei shutfin eviu edim, she'ro shenichazeh bershusam. What's the case, Lamaisa? How do you read this Gemara? Says the Tosfos Rid, two Edom come and say that this guy went into so-and-so's Rishus, went into these partners' Rishus. V'lokach esharim and took their ox. Avaloyu makirim shahayu ashar shalahem. They saw he took an ox from this premises, but they didn't know whose ox it was. V'yachal agad of lomar shori haya shenichlas rishuscha. My ox went into your Rishus. V'yalakti v'lokakti oso. V'la'echem and ashutfin hode. To one of the shutfin, he says, you know what? It wasn't my ox, it was your ox. MS kichatzi hashori hayeshocha. This ox, really, we were partners to. You own one ox. First, he says that it was mine. And they said, no, half of it is yours. Aval chetzi he shali, v'nimsa niftar b'hoda aso. So he's niftar with that hoda. Midei zeh. U'kishet tova chavei rochavar lo, v'yomar lo, ein lecha chelek bo. Ela ani hu shutaf imo. And then he says to the other shutif, it's never been yours. That's a beautiful case of hoda to one and kofar to the other. And then the other part, it goes and brings eidim that the other half is his. And that's what he says. It comes out. Period. And then he continues. He comes out of that Madura Tinyana. He has another ukipta. And he likes the first one better. That's the Tosfos Rit. Fine, so Rashi and Tosfos Rit help explain the Gemara. But the important general topic that comes out of the Tosfos Rit is the first half. His question. Where the Tosfos Rit says, Mode Beknas in one Bezdin takes care of Mode Beknas in all Batidinim. And a later Kfira won't make a difference. Who argues? Maybe the Bach according to the Ksos. Or the Tur according to the Bach according to the Ksos. Why? Because the Tur writes in Simen Shin Nun, in Ilchus Gemara, we noted this a couple of days ago, I think, but we never read it inside. Says the Tur quotes our Gemara. Right? Ganav Shar Shal Shutfin V'tvacho B'charo V'hodel O'Bechem Yav Akafar L'Shedi. But the Tur adds one thing. Right? It was an ox of two Shutfin. He admits to one, he denies to the other. V'acharkach Bo Edim Shetavachu Machar. And then Edim came that he was Tovechu Bochar, B'shalim was Eshakafar Chavisha Chatzai Bachar. Right, so the Torah quotes our Gemara, then you pay half. Fine. But the Bach wonders, what exactly is the case? Again, like the Tosfos Rit says. What's the case that one would be Chayiv, Dalet Vehe in this case, that there would be a Hodah and a Kfira? Upirish Rabbeinu says the Bach, this is what I think is the Torah's pshat, the Mairi behoda le'echen mehem kishetavu bebezdin v'kafar l'sheni kishetavu bebezdin acher. Exactly what the Tosfos Rit says is not the case. That's what the Bach says. He thinks the case is according to the Tur. He admits in one bezdin and he denies it in the other bezdin. Asks, the Tosfos Rit said that can't be. It shouldn't work. Ask the Ksos on that Bach. He says, I don't understand. Why should that work? Once you admit in one Bezdin, that should be a Hodah everywhere. So, in Simen Shinun, right here, the Ksos quotes the Tur, and quotes the Bach, and wonders. He quotes his brother. The Ksos quotes his brother, the Shuma Sakri. He quotes, Yachi Rav HaMuflag, Tamo Bazeh, Al-Diri HaBach, Dema Bekach Shekofer BeBezdin Acher, Kiva Shekfar Hodah, Ve'ifter BeBeidina Kamo. V'yatu hode beknas behoda'a karoy lefnei bezin v'yachar kach tovo bezin acher v'kabo yechayiv ze lo nishma kivan tohode hode. So the Ksos Luchara did not have a Tosfos Rit that we have, who says that beferish that kashi quotes the question from his brother but not from the Tosfos Rit. But that's why the Ksos comes up with a chiddush gadol. He says it for the Bach. Does he hold it himself? Who knows? But he says it's for the Bach. V'nirin divrei Bach v'ein baze tema. He sounds like he likes this Bach. It's not a tema. Why? He says, V'hadamatzinu, you look at the first parak of Baba Kama and in Makkos, Rabbi Akiva holds Edom Zomim as a knas. Vim hodu Edom bebezdim v'amu uzanu bezdim ploni peturin. Right? Edom Zomim, if they would be modeh, we would say they would be pater. V'kiva de huzmu kfar bebezdim al pi Edom sherim, v'hecha de bo Edom yacharkach modeh, if Edom already came that they were Huzam, that's not going to work. You're going to have to pay. How do you ever have a case of Modi Bekras Edom Zomim? The Gemara talks about it. Modi Bekras Edom Zomim. If they were already proven to be Edom Zomim Chayiv in one Bezdin, so then obviously they're a Chayiv already. Edom came already. And if they're not Edom Zomim yet, then they weren't Modi yet because they didn't have a Chayiv of the Knas that it didn't exist yet. Ella, it must be different. Batidinim. That's just another example, says the Ksos. Ella ikra dahai milsa kivan da Torah amra asher yarshiyun Elohim prat la marshia atzmo. Once the Torah says, and we darshin, it's what the edim. I'm sorry, what the dayanim say you are chayiv. What their marshia you. Excluding marshia atzmo. Eina davar talui ella ba'oso bezdin shadonoso achshav. Exactly what the Tosfos Rit says can't be. That's what the Ksos says. Look at the, take the Bach literally. Yeah, it goes by each and every Bezdin. V'yibo edim, v'he'idu olam ha'bezdin, v'lo gomorus ha'din, oso Bezdin, u'ba v'tovo oso l'fnei Bezdin acher, u'mod l'fnei ha'vali modi b'knas. So first of all, if they didn't have Gemara, they didn't want Bezdin, and they quickly went to another Bezdin, enter modeh, it is works. And ubedina kamoi, shabo edim ala knas, shabra mechayvet oso. But the first Bezdin that the edim came first, and they're in the middle of a din, they can't be mechayiv. Till if nehem, ain't a mode of a knas. He hasn't admitted in this court yet. Kiva shekvar he'idu edim alav lefnehem. V'chein lehefech. And the other case, our case, b'mode of a knas lefnei bezdin su'e mechayivin oso afilu bo edim acharkach. V'yib tovo lefnei bezdin acher ube edim ha'bezdin asheni shabim mechayivin oso kiva d'lohode bo'oso bezdin shedon oso. So it's very unusual, right? This is saying that basically every time somebody's mode of a knas, they could still become mechuyiv in a different bezdin. So the nitva, right, the whole idea of, I'm gonna run to Bezdin to, be putter, it's not really gonna help so much, because the other party can just bring the Eidim to another Bezdin, and be mechayiv there, but, it'll help a little bit, but either way, that's the Tosfos Rid, and the Bach, and the Ksos, all about, what exactly is the case here, in our case. Okay, so Machlokas Rishonim, well, if the Bach is right about what the Torah thinks, right, the Machlokas Rishonim, what is the case of our Gemara? About Shar Sheshtei Shutfin, and you admitted to one of them. Okay, but either way, the first version of the Gemara is that the answer that Rav Nachman gave to Rava is that you do not pay Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar. What about the case of our Mishnah? That was a case that was Hamadas at dinner ready. Let's stop for a second the last line. The next morning, Rav Nachman changed his mind. Amar Lei Chamisha Bakar Marachwana Vafilu Chamashi Chatzoi Bakar. I think it's even. You pay even chavisha chatzoi bakar. V'haydalar, meaning and therefore that can fit into our Gemara. Into our Mishnah. Our Mishnah we brought as a kasha before, because he yarshes a chelek and he still pays. That's a raya now. So, v'haydalar, arminan lacha b'orta. Why didn't I give you this answer yesterday? Delo achli bisra detura. I hadn't eaten any meat. What does that mean? I didn't eat any meat. We'll have to see in a second. Let's just first finish this little section. He says, for some reason, I didn't give you that answer yesterday. The Ella. So what second? So if that's true, if you pay even chamisha chatzoi bakar, umayshna resha, umayshna seifa, then why are you putter in the next Mishnah? Right? Our Mishnah says you're chayiv if the father dies after he shechs, but why aren't you chayiv even if the father dies before he shechs? Because he's still, so he doesn't have to pay his percentage. He yarshes that percentage, but what about the percentage of his brothers? So Amalei, there's still a difference. Reisha Karina Bebetav Chokulo Beisura. In the first case, the moment he shechted it, it still belonged to his father. That was a full, problematic, you have a stolen item and you're shechting it. That's why you're going to be Chayav Dalav Aheg. Seifa Lo Karina Bebetvacho Kulo Beisura. But in the Seifa, the father already died when he did the Shechita, so at the time of the Shechita, part of it already belongs to him. So that's why there's a difference between the two cases, even though Lamais at the end, it'll be only a portion, a percentage of payment, but still there's a difference. At the moment of the Shechita, it has to be viewed as Kulo B'Isura. Okay, getting back to that line. What does that mean? I didn't eat meat yesterday. So that's why I couldn't answer you. So if you look at Tosa says on top, Sharui B'Tayinasaya. He was fasting for whatever reason yesterday, and that's why Tashtis, he couldn't concentrate well. He's fasting, and he didn't come up with the proper psak. They go up with the proper psak, and that's if you look in the Sharmas Yadav Halacha here, he quotes many different sources relating to the issue, two issues. Number one, classic Sharmas Yadav Halacha. Number one, he quotes the issues of that somebody doesn't have Yishuv Hadas fully when they're fasting. They go on Erev and Sabach Dalet. Amar Rav Nachman, called Kalma. Interesting, same person. Amar Rav Nachman. Kol kama delo shasina reviyasa dechamra lo tzalai datoi. If I haven't had a little drink, that was the coffee, let's say, in the days of the Talmud, that's the problem, right? That's you're not going to be able to focus properly, right? The Kol Shav, he quotes others, he quotes from the, Venira Loma Mikan, from Achronim, to Mikan, Shalom, Lahoros, Halacha, Chadasha, Biyavatainis. Can't give new psachim on a fast day. Umizei yei makal mashkatz rabbeinu hadivrei chayim b'she'ela lagon sholom eshiv. The divrei chayim, the sanzer, what he answered to the sholom eshiv to la'ezik nuso in a rotz la'kabal of she'ela chadasha. When he got older, he didn't want to come up with new psachim because he didn't have that yishuv adas. And then Rabbi Yehuda also he quotes that, and the Shulchan Aruch says Hatsamei v'harav, in Ilchas Tfila, Hatsamei v'harav, im ein yucholom l'chavein daita b'tfila, yochol yishte. Sometimes when we're fasting, you know, you can't focus, right? So you eat something before, and he quotes many other issues. In Yonah Dioma, quotes from the Shari Tshuva, in Taf Kufnun Aleph, ein l'tamen chacham l'asok l'sho'osek b'torah, l'tfos chumrazu, de lechol basar b'shivas v'tabos. Right, there's a chumra that's quoted in the postgame, not eating meat, not just during the 9 days, but the 3 weeks. So he says, the Tamil Chacham who's learning Torah shouldn't do that chumra, because you're not going to be able to focus. Okay, that is all one set of sources. The other set of sources related to this, he quotes, is, what about the Mishnah Pirkei Avos? Kachi Darka Shal Torah, Pasa Melatochal, Bayim Surah Tishta, right? What about, how do you put that together with this idea of, I didn't eat properly? So there's got to be a balance, right? Or, right, as long as you eat L'Shem Shemayim, right? Pasa Melatochal just means that you should be, if Hashem puts us in that position, that's what we have to be ready to serve Him even with difficulties. But it could will, doesn't mean that one should do that. Dim Ochel, he quotes here from the Lechem Shemayim, from Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his commentary on Pirkei Avos. He says, Dim Ochel Machalam Tovim, Kadesh Yuchal Lilmod, Velavod as Hashem Besimcha, Umitoch Archavas Halev, Hareza Ozem, Mitzvah Chachamim. That's okay. It shouldn't be your focus. Shouldn't be the goal. It could be a means. Like the Gemara talks about elsewhere, about the end of Ksubis, I think, about having a nice house and having a nice field and right to have certain yisha vadas. And therefore, as long as it's out of focus, that's what's meant by that Mishnah. And again, there's a lot more here. Of course, the Yerushalmi at the end of Kiddushin, Asid Adam Liting Din V'Cheshbet Al Koma Sherasa Eino V'Lo Achal. If you have somebody who had the hana that you didn't partake of, right? Like the Vilna Gaon's comment about the gebrux says, also lead us a din, those who didn't eat gebrux on Yantif, right? And the Rizal before that, you know, held otherwise. Either way, different minhagim. Vayter, from that sharpness here, that's all one shot of the Gemara. One shot of the Gemara is what Tosfos says, lo achli bisra detura, that he was fasting, and that's why he couldn't think properly, fully, and therefore he didn't give the psak that he was comfortable with. But there's another shot, the lo achli bisra detura. He didn't eat meat. It means he didn't learn the sugya properly. It's all a euphemism. The meat means Torah. Right? Rashi, on top, lo digdakti taimo shel davar. Rashi doesn't say a word about fasting. Rashi says, I didn't focus on it. So it sounds like from Rashi, that's something else. Or the Ravid's lashon is lo shimashti yafeh beinyan habakar. Not so clear what he means. I didn't serve properly regarding bakar. I mean, in the sugya of bakar, the sugya of dalveh. But we find that food can be a euphemism, right? For he says dafki here meat, but we know Torah is compared to Torah. But the Rambam talks about basar. The Rambam in Hilchot Yisod HaTorah. The first four prakim of the Rambam in Hilchot Yisod HaTorah is all about metaphysics. It's all about physics, metaphysics. It's all of the first two prakim. Well, he switches. The first two prakim are about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Tsuros, the different levels of the Malachim. That's the first two prakim, and that's where he talks about the 10 levels, I think they are, right? The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, he talks about Shinui Shemos HaMalachim Al Shema Alusam, V'chivav Nekram Chayos HaKodesh, V'lamala, V'hem Lamala Menakol, Kolelo Asar Shemos, yeah, there are 10. He says, Ofanim, Erelim, Chashmalim, Srafim, Malachim, Elohim, Bnei Elohim, Kruvim, and Ishim. Kalelo asara shemo shenikru behem hamalachim al shem eser hamaalo shalahem umala shein lamala mimena b'chudo. And he continues. First two prakim are about the spiritual spheres. Perek Gimel and Perek Dalet are about the physical spheres that we see: the sun and the moon, the galgalim and the orbits and the kochavim. And that's what the Rambam says, that we mentioned in the past, Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, that the Rambam says that all of the kochavim and the galgalim are ba'alei deya, they have a certain level of intellect. Kulam ba'alei nefesh v'deya v'haskel heim. V'heim chayim v'omdim u'makirim et shmi shamar v'haya olam. The Rambam says, the sun recognizes Hashem. The moon and the stars recognize Hashem. And they also have, I think he says later on, they have self-awareness also. But, you know, like the Rambam says, just like the Malachim recognize Hashem and praise Him, so too the sun and the moon and the stars. Ukeshem shemakir nesakadosh baruch hu, kach makir mes atzman. They have self-awareness. Umakir mes hamalachim shalamala behen. And they also have awareness of the malachim. Vidas hakochavim vahagalgalim mu'uta midas hamalachim v'gedola midas b'nei adam. Their das is in between the das of malachim and the das of people. But we might say, he doesn't quote this, but the idea is just like animals, you ask the animals about the das of people, they don't have the kalim to be masig that. They can't fathom that. So too, we can't fathom the das of the sun and the moon and the stars. But the Rambam says that, and that's what it means, that's what the Mefarshim say, he means by, we say Shabbos morning, Yitzaram Bidea Bavino Bahaskel. He created them with, what's going on the with? Is that going back on Hashem? It's going on back on them. So according to the Rambam, it's going back on them. Okay, but either way, the Perek Gimel and Dalet in Yesodia Torah are the physical worlds, and he talks about the humors and Eish and Ruach and all of these, after these four Prakim, which he called Maisa Merkava and Maisa Bracious at the end, the last halacha, before he starts getting into what we would call halacha lamaisa. Perek Hay is where he starts talking about the first mitzvos, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. That's the first mitzvah the Rambam talks about in all of Yesodia Torah. So the Rambam, there, at the end of that introduction, he, as he's about to transfer in and to segue into the actual rest of the Mishnah Torah, says the Rambam, V'inyane arba'a prakim elu, shebechamish mitzvos ha'elu, heim shachachamim arishonim koronoso pardes. This is what's called pardes, as the Gemara Chagiga says, arba niknusula pardes. V'yafal pi shegdoli Yisrael hayu, v'chachamim gedolim hayu, lo kulam hayu ben koach leido lahasek al drama burgen. And not all of them, as we know, made it out well. The Ani Omer, says the Rambam. And here's the line that relates to our Gemara. That was all background up till now. The Ani Omer, She'ein ra'ui lehitayel bepardes, elamish nismali kreso lechem ubasar. There it is. He says, you shouldn't study these four prakim really until first your stomach has been filled with bread and meat. Why? What's bread and meat? V'lechem u'basar zehu leida bi'ur ha'asar v'hamutar. V'chayoti v'en mishar mitzvahs. Learn all the rest of Mishnah Torah, says the Rambam. All the rest. That's the meat and the bread. V'yav ha'bisha d'rav elu d'abar katan karo osar chachabim. And even though our rabbis called this davar katan, shahari amru chachamim, he goes to Gemara in Sukkah, davar gadol maisa merkava, davar katan havayas davayav arava, which is all of Shas, afal pikein, ru'uyin hein lahakdiman, still you gotta do that first. Shehein miyash v'daito shal adam tchila, v'od, shehein atova agdola shishpia kanesh baruchu, liyishav olam hazeh, kadeh lincho chay olam haba. Number one, it's easier and it makes you have yishav adas. Right, the first four prakim sometimes could drive you crazy. And number two, says the Rambam, that's how you're getting Olam Haba. You're not getting Olam Haba, even the Rambam says, by studying metaphysics. You're getting Olam Haba by studying Torah and Mitzvahs. Once you've done that, and you want to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu more, okay, then you can do it. But it's possible, says the Rambam, that you can know everything. That's what the Rambam ends off. And then he gets into, save the Mishnah Torah. Beautiful. But maybe one of the Gemaras that the Rambam used to have that description of Torah as lechem and basar is this Gemara, where he calls the Gemara, according to Rashi, according to Sabshatim, that's what it means, studying Torah, it means eating meat. Okay, right, we're only on the fifth line of today's daf. So back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if somebody shechs an animal that finds it to be a treifa, the v'chulu is important for us. What's the v'chulu? Chulin shenishchetu ba'azara. If somebody shechs, I steal your animal, it's chulin, and then I go shecht it in the base of Mikdash. So the Mishnah says, I'm still chayav dal v'hei for that. Even though that's an iser of chulin shenishchetu ba'azara. So the Gemara says, Amala amalei rav chavivi michozna al rav ashi, shma mina eina l'shchita el basof. It must mean that our Mishnah holds eina l'shchita el basof. There are two ways to look at the act of shechita. Do we look at it in incremental form? Every little bit of the shechita is looked at separately. That's called yeshna l'shechita mitchila v'atzof. But the other way to look at shechita is that no, nothing's done until it's done. Eina l'shechita el basof. So Rav Chavibi says our Mishnah seems to be holding that the second way. Ein l'shchita ela basof. Why? De'iyasha l'shchita b'tchila basof. Because if you take the other version, so then kiva d'shachet b'pur to asra. Right when you start this problematic shchita of chulish nishku d'bazara, right when you start, it's already asur. It's already asur. It's already at least asur b'chila. It's a discussion whether it's asur b'chila asur at all, but it's already asur and memela. It no longer, at least, it's at least asur b'hanami d'rabanan, let's say. So then, the halacha is, idav la demar katava, as the Gemara asked yesterday a couple of times. Right when you start the shechita, if you've already been done the isser, so then it's no longer belongs to the master, to the owner, and therefore, you shouldn't be chayav d'al v'hei. So our Mishnah seems to hold, einu l'shechita ela l'basof. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Amalei Rav Huna b'rei d'Rava, kika m'chayav u'porta. No, maybe you're chayav dal vehe for the first second of shchita. Maybe dal vehe is, you don't need the entire shchita, ma'isa shchita to be chayav dal vehe. Maybe just the first act of the shchita is enough to be chayav dal vehe. It's interesting, the Gemara does not give this answer yesterday. The Gemara could have spoken about this also by Avodah Zarah and by Sharon Iska, that was ready also before you started. But Avodah Zarah at least. So says the Gemara, so maybe you're chayav for the first moment, so it's no raya. No, don't push away the raya. I don't think you can say you're chayav for the first moment. V'tvacho kulo bein on the leka. No, tficha mechira, you're chayav for the entire maisa. Again, it was a hava mina, but it's rejected. You have to have a kulo that it belongs to the bailam. So Gemara says, Amar lekasha, elakasha. So are we stuck? Are we stuck that you have to say our mishnah holds in the shkita elabasov? Amar le, no, there's another way out. Hachi amar of gamda mishpei derava, kigon sheshachat miksa simanim bachutz, v'gamram bifnim. You started shechting the animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, and the last part of the shechita, you have to shecht rov simanim. So the last, the part of the physical act of shechita that makes it into a shechita, then right before that you moved it to the Beis HaMikdash, and you shecht it. Obviously, it had to be done very quickly, because we know one of the five psule shechita are shehiya, where there is a delay in the act of shechita. So it must be you're standing right outside, and then you go inside. So that is all one version. We try to prove Ein l'shchita ela basof, and we ended up saying, no, you don't have to say that. Number one version. Ika demasi laha. Some have Rav Chavivi's discussion, not about our Mishnah, but about the following, about the Machlokes Amoraim itself. Amar Rav Shimon Bishum de Rabbi Levi Saba. Ein l'shchita ela basof. Rabbi Levi Saba holds that shchita is only looked at the last moment. That's the crucial moment. Ein l'shchita ela basof. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, yesh l'shchita mitchila basof. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you look at it in incremental form. The whole process is important. Rashi here says, l'may nafkamina, a machshava haposeles by kachim. Rashi says, in eina l'shchita, ein l'shchita nikres ela basof, v'nafkamina l'inyin hamachashiv v'kachim. If somebody has a problematic thought in kachim, chutz l'mkomam or chutz l'zmanam, right? Those are the two. Chutz l'mkomo makes the animal pasul. Chutz l'zmano makes an animal pigol. Oh, mechashev shalo l'shman. Or they have a machshava shalo l'shma. You think about the wrong type of karban. Olo, you think shlamim. Shlamim, you think asham v'chulu, which affects different animals differently, as the first Mishnah says in Zvachim and in Menachas. Shalo l'shma by chatas pasul. Shalo l'shma by ola and shlamim doesn't pasul. Shalo l'shma by shlamim, by asham, is a machlokas, it's not a common Rabbi Eliezer. But either way, these are all problematic thoughts. Rashi says that's a nafkamina. Rav Levi Saba would say it's only a problem if you thought it at the end of the shechita. Rabbi Yochanan would say any time during. So on that machlokas, the same exact issue. Amalei Rav Chabibi Michos Nala Rav Ashi, Lema Ksava Rav Yochanan, who says yeshna l'shechita, seems to be against our Mishnah. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan must hold chulun shishchudu bazar alav daraisa. Must be there. Rabbi Yochanan holds Kulish Yishchum Azara is not the Araisa, and that's why in our Mishnah, you're going to be Chayat Dal the Hay. Because if you say yes to the Shechita, like Rabbi Yochanan says, it shouldn't be his at the end. The Isak Adaita, turning over, the Araisa, Michi Shachit La Purta Asra, right when you shift a little bit, it already is Ne'eseres, Idak La Demari Katava. So doesn't, Rabbi Chavivi says, are you forced to say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Lav demari katavach, and therefore He must hold the whole Isser is only Drabanan. Chulin Shlish Chulin Mazar must be Drabanan. So Amalei Rav Acha, Bray Drava, no, Kika Machayev Nami, Ahu Purta. Maybe you're Chayev Nami, only a little bit. Amalei Rav Ashi Lo Tidche, Vitavcho Kulo Beinan, Veleka, no. You need the whole act of Shchita to be Chayev. Vela Kasha. Aye, so is that really a raya? Back to the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Amar le'achemer of Gamda b'shvei the Rava. Ki kamachayiv kegon sheshacha miksa simanim b'chutz v'gamran bifnim. So same shaka v'tarya either on our Mishnah or on the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So the Gemara here has two stages where the Gemara thinks about whether chulin shishchudu b'azara is an issa d'araisa or an issa d'rabana. What's the source? Where's the drasha? What's the pasuk in Chumash of chulin shishchudu b'azara? We have an emphasis of psukim in Parshat Achremos about shchut echutz, which is the opposite. Shechting a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. What about shechting chulin inside the Beis HaMikdash? What is the source for that? So that is machlokes. So first of all, the Gemara in Kiddushin and Zayin and Ches discusses this. So one day there says it's the Rabbanan, like the Gemara suggests for Rabbi Yochanan here. If it's the Rabbanan, you don't need a source. But there are two other suggestions given in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara says there, Amra Torah, Shechot Sheli B'Sheli B'Shelcha B'Shelcha. Shecht mine in mine, Hashem says, Shecht Karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash, and yours in yours, Chulin outside the Beis HaMikdash. Ma Sheli B'Shelcha Aser, just like mine, just like a Karban, in yours, in Shchut Echutz Aser, Ashelcha B'Sheli Aser, don't mix and match. So it's parallel to Shchut Echutz. Number one. Or the other daya is ki yirchak mimcha hamakom v'zavachta, right, when the Torah gives the heter of shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash, when it's too far from you and you will shecht there, berichak makom atazoveach, that's where you shecht chulin, v'i atazoveach b'makom karov. So ki yirchak mimcha, only yirchak mimcha, that's when you have to shecht. You are allowed to shecht, but you're not allowed to shecht inside. So, 2 days in the Gemara, plus the day of chulin shishchudu azara being an iser d'rabbanan. There's a machlokas rishonim. What is included in chulin shenishchatu bazara? Is it dafka shenishchatu bazara? What about shehuv'u ba'azara? Right, what about if somebody just brings an animal into the Beis HaMikdash and then leaves? Is he also chayiv? Chulin shehuv'u ba'azara? Question one. Question two, what if he brings something into the Beis HaMikdash that has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash? So this is a machlokes rishonim. There are some rishonim that say, chulin shenishchutu bazara is not dafka nishchutu, but it's even huvu, but it's limited to items that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash, meaning something that could have been brought, like an animal, like a karban, like a mincha, but like flour. But what if you bring a table into the Beis HaMikdash, into the azara? You're not going to be chayav daraisa for that. If you bring a table and a chair in, that's not shayach. So that's a machlokas rishonim. The Mishnah Lamelech has four columns about this in the second parak of Hilcha Shechita. It's one of those classic, humongous Mishnah Lamelechs in Hilcha Shechita and Parak Beis. But there he wonders about the Rambam Shita, because the Rambam is open to interpretation. The Rambam in Parak Beis Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, after quoting the Halacha, of Ashochi Chulin Ba'azara, Oso Abasar Tahar Va'asar Ba'ana, Kabasar Bechalaf, when it's Azar Ba'ana, then the Rambam says, V'lo Be'ema V'chaya Bilvad, not only an animal, Be'ema V'chaya, Ela Kol HaChulin, Asar Lachnisan Lazara, any Chulin. Wow, so far stop now? Anything. Va'afilu, says the Rambam, Basar shchuta opera sapas, even shechted meat, fruit or bread. If you bring him in, then mutar, you're not allowed to bring him in. If you bring him in, mutar bachila kishahayu. Vidvarim elu kulan dibre kabalahain, fine. Then if you bring it in, it doesn't become nasa, but it's also to bring it in. So the question is, what if the Rambam says you can bring anything in, even shechted meat, fruit, or bread? Is the Rambam just giving examples of anything? Or, the Mishnah Melech wonders, maybe all of these have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Basar, obviously, peros, fruit, right? We have bikurim, bread, pas, we have carbon mincha. So that is what's not clear in the Rambam. He leaves it open, somewhat ambiguous. Okay, let's continue now with the next Mishnah. Gonav al pishnayim, v'tavach u'machar al piyeh. Now we get into Edim Zomamin. So two Edim say that so-and-so stole and shechted. Same Edim. Then the Edim Zomim have to pay everything, because right, they are proven to be real, false. Case two. Different Edim testify about the Geneva and the Tvicha. And everybody's found to be Edim Zomim. The Gemara will talk about the order. Harishonim Mishalman Tashlumei Kefel. the first two pay kefil, because that's what they wanted to be mechayev the guy. The achronim misham the shlomi gimel, and then the second set wanted to add on three, so they pay three. Nimsu achronim zomamin. What if only the second group were found to be zomamin? So who mishalem tashlumei kefel? The guy pays kefel because he's still chai of that. The first two were not knocked out. Tei mishalem tashlumei gimel, and the edim zomamin pay three. Echad min achronim zomamin. If one of the edim achronim are found to be zomamin, same thing. So the second cot is thrown out. But the edim shnia echad min harishonim zomamin. But what if one of the rishonim is found to be zomamin? But lakala edis. So the first edus is knocked out, that he stole it, and therefore all of it's knocked out. Because if there are no edim that he stole it, then there's no edim that he shechted somebody else's animal, because it's not somebody else's animal, and the payment of three does not stand on its own. Fine. Itmar, says the Gemara, that the following machlokes, which we'll start now and we'll have to continue with. Machlokes Abaye and Rava. Itmar eight zomeim. Abaya Omer Lama Frehu Nifsal. Rabba Omer Begarno Lahabo Nifsal. In Eid Zomim, an Eid testifies in Nisan, and then an Er is proven to be an Eid Zomim. What about all the Eiduyos that he gave between Nisan and Er? When does he become puzzled from? From the moment of his testimony, right, earlier, of his false testimony, but now we only know it's false, or from right now? From today? Right, so machlokas, what would you say? What would you say without thinking? So you always have to ask, who's the chiddushita? So pashas, you would say, it goes by alamafreya. Goes by from the moment that he did something. When did he do the aveira? He becomes pasul from the moment that he did the aveira. That's the simple understanding. So we'll have to explain the other side. So rava amar mikano labo nifsal. Abaya amar lamafreyahu nifsal. Why? Abaya says, meahu shaita the acid from the moment that he testified falsely, havelei rasha. He's a Rasha, the Atara Amr, Al-Tashi's Rasha aid. Right? Don't let a Rasha be an aid, and therefore he's a Rasha from the moment that he testified falsely. That is Abaya, and that's what the Gemara says first, because that's the Pashtus. Rava Amar, Mikanu Lahabahu Nifsal. Rava says, no, it goes from today. Why? Eid Zomim Chidishu. Eid Zomim is a Chidish. There's only a few cases, few halachas in all of the halachic world that the Gemara calls a Chidish. Motzi Shemra, Basa B'chalav, a few of them. What does Chiddush mean? Rav Shachter likes to quote the Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Zayin, who says, they say there, that Chiddush doesn't mean I wouldn't have known this without the Torah. Because most of the Torah I wouldn't have known without the Torah. Most mitzvahs I wouldn't have known. All the Beit Adam Lamakoms, right, all of these. But Chiddush means Dover Hasoser Es HaKlal. Something that goes against the grain. Something that goes against the other rules that we have in the system of the Torah. So basa b'chalav, you have two things that are mutter, and you put them together, it becomes asur. That's unusual. That goes against the klal. So what's the goes against the klal here? Well, let's say you have two edim that contradict each other. What's called hachasha, not azama. Two edim say that Reuven killed Shimon. Two other edim say that Reuven didn't kill Shimon. Right? So that's hachasha. You just throw them both out because they knock out each other. Hazama is a huge chiddush. What is it? Here we go. Eidzomim chiddushu to hatreu treininu. It's two against two. My chazis ditzayis lahani, tzayis lahani. Right? Why do you hold like this? Believe the second ones. Believe the first ones. Hilchach ein lacha bo elamishas chiddushu ve'elach. So that's why if it's a chiddush, so you limit every case of chiddush. That is the first version of what Rava Shita is. What's the svar for Rava? It's a chiddush, and therefore we limit it. What does Abaya say back? What would Abaya say back? Oh, it's not a chiddush. Right, and that's why we say, he says, l'mafreya. So, you have a couple of ideas. Abaya, number one, can say, yeah, we reject it. Rabbeinu Bachai, in Dvarim, Yutes, and Kisa, in Shoftim, has a svara. Tries to give a svara for the Edom Zomim. Why we would leave the second one and not the first one. Says, again, it's Rabbeinu Bachai, talks about a lot of different issues there, but he quotes one line. Aval tama davar, mipnei shaharishonim chazru bali davar al piachronim, she'enim chokin aleim. We know, Edom Zomim is not about Ruvi didn't kill Shimon. We have no idea whether Ruvi killed Shimon. We just knew you were with us. Imanu ayisem. So they're knocking them out. Just like if they would say, they're ganavim. They're saying, they're liars. She'enam chokin aleim b'ikir ha'edus, ela masimin osam rishayim b'haza masan b'chiluk ha'makomos. Ki'ilu ha'idu aleim shechilu asa Shabbos v'shebo ala erva. But achasha, we just throw them out. So it says Rabbi Rechai, that's why. We believe these two edim because they're testifying about so-and-so's character and stature and what they did. Just like any case. You have two edim come to Bezer and said, Reuven ate treif. And he said, no, I didn't eat treif. So if he has to bring witnesses that he didn't eat treif. So these two edim with Bali Davar, they have to bring other witnesses that they were there, but they didn't. So Rabbi Bachai tries to give a svara. So maybe Abaya rejects Rav and says, it's not a chiddush at all. It's a svara. Or maybe he says, it is a chiddush, but it's a chiddush that you go backwards with. It's a chiddush that Adam Zomen starts earlier with. We'll have to get back to that Bezrib tomorrow. Or it's a chiddush, and the chiddush means that they have, it's a chiddush that there's a certain ne'emanus that only says that can start even earlier. Okay, we'll have to talk about the difference between those two better than tomorrow. One final point. There is a machlokas we've shown him. Is there hazama bishtar? Can Edom Zomim in bishtar get huzamed? Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow also. The Rambam seems to say yes, it's possible, while the Baal HaMor says no. Again, Edom Zomim is a big topic. For Hashem, we will get into it tomorrow. Okay, we will stop here.